91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday here on KXCI, when we invite our friends from the university down to the station and find out what they've been working on in school. We talk about labs that they've been in. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Julie Charlton. She's a senior in neuroscience. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about what you're studying at the U of A.
So you've probably heard a lot about neurons in the brain, but there's actually another cell type called glial cells that are much less well understood. And so they can compose up to half of the cells in the brain. For a long time, scientists kind of assumed that their main role was to hold everything together. But more recently, it's been found that they actually play really important roles in development, neurodegeneration, and even learning and memory. And so I'm really interested in understanding how neurons and glia communicate by looking at how they respond to each other. So in the lab, I'm feeding fruit flies a drug that increases their neuronal activity, and I look and see how their glial cells change and respond.
You open up their brains and look inside?
Yeah, we actually do. It's really hard because they're so tiny.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And do their brains look anything like human brains?
They are see-through. They're smaller than a grain of sand. We have to always look through a microscope.
Of course. Pretty high-powered one, yeah. I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And so what are you hoping to discover through these studies?
So really, we're just trying to understand what the function of glial cells is in the brain.
So I've heard of these cells before through some of the other students have come in. So basically, we're not even really quite sure what the main purpose of these cells are when working with the neurons.
Right. Well, we have some idea. We know that they regulate the activity of neurons in some way, but we're not exactly sure why or for what functions they do that.
And you think that the fruit flies have the answers?
Yes, they might.
Tell me a little bit about you just went and presented at the Society for Neuroscience in Chicago. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was like Disneyland for scientists. There's just so many posters everywhere. Over 30,000 people go. And it's an international conference, so you hear different languages being spoke everywhere you go. So it was really incredible to see all of the different research that's going on.
And is that unusual for an undergraduate student to be there?
Yeah.
So why do you think you were chosen?
I submitted an abstract a couple months beforehand, and they accepted it.
And you have an event coming up here that you want to talk about?
So we have a event called The Truth About Tuition that will discuss how the University of Arizona spends its tuition. So there will be featured speakers, including Dr. Andrew Comrie, who is the Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs and the Provost, Rick Myers, who is a member of the Arizona Board of Regents, and Dr. Gary Rhodes, who is the head of the Department of Educational Studies and Practices. It will be Thursday, November 12th from 5 to 6:15 in the Medical Research Building, Room 102.
And do you listen to music, Julie?
Of course, I love music.
What kind of music do you like?
All kinds.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.